Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's Monday, and that's when we like to take a look at current business issues that are trending across our state and discuss them with one of our fellow news media friends. Jessica Holdman is a reporter with the South Carolina Daily Gazette. She joins us now by phone from her office in Columbia. Jessica, welcome back to the program.
Great to be back, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar this week.
Well, the Senate has set for special order the massive House energy bill. Obviously, this has been a major topic as South Carolina's seen massive population growth, growth in industry. One of the things that maybe hasn't quite risen to the top is there's some proposals that would also change the way that utilities are able to raise rates that has raised concerns. So part of that legislation that has been discussed would allow utilities to go back on an annual basis, and instead of going through a full-blown rate case, it would be truncated and they would be able to raise rates on an annual basis. The utility companies argue that by doing this, they would only be raising rates a little bit at a time, while your consumer groups and your environmental groups have raised some concern that it takes risk away and shifts that to the customers. The Small Business Chamber pushed back on this. You've also seen major industrial energy users raising the alarm as well. The utilities say that these groups will still be able to review their proposals for rate increases. It will still go before the PSC, and the PSC can decide not to grant them. But at the same time, it maybe stops the utilities from thinking as deeply about whether something really needs to be constructed or built that year.
All right, what else are you seeing?
One other topic that is also important to the business community is childcare. This year, the House and Senate are considering a pilot project that would help people pay for childcare by splitting it up three ways, between parents, companies, and the state.
All right, and you said this is a pilot program that they're looking at. Where would it take place?
Yeah, so the proposal comes from the Department of Social Services. They're seeking $1 million to start this up in five counties, Cherokee, Greenville, Oconee, Sumter, and Beaufort. It's a new model. It started in Michigan and it's since spread to a couple other states in the Southeast. It's in Kentucky and North Carolina.
And so these other states have had these going for a while and they seem to be successful. So we're looking at it now.
Right. Program started in Michigan in 2021, had 195 employers and 351 childcare providers providing care for 700 kids after about 3 years.
And I understand the business community is somewhat relieved that there's finally been some action taken and passed regarding lawsuits in our state.
Yeah, Mike. So in a late night debate that finally wrapped up after 4 weeks, the Senate has passed its version of what is known as tort reform. It's for lawsuits. It's been a major issue for, in particular, the restaurant industry and across the state, but also for manufacturing, for the trucking industry. The biggest concern or the biggest change there is how responsibility is assigned for injuries and damages that come up during lawsuits. Previously, when someone was injured, all of the parties sort of shared in the liability, and the last company standing could be hit with 100% of the bill. Now, under this compromise legislation, it changes how that responsibility is split, trying to make it a little more based on what share of responsibility each party holds.
Well, Jessica, thank you so much for the update. Jessica Holdman is a reporter with the South Carolina Daily Gazette, and she spoke to us by phone from her office in Columbia. We will have a link to the Gazette, posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again, and remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.